Truth News Network. Hate, anger, impeachment, just because, lies, distortions, fake news, tweet, tweet, tweet. How do you make sense of it? Circling the globe with facts, sorting out the noise. Your doctor of veracity, Dan Newman.
Well, we don't have to circle the globe to find what's going on, and it's lunacy. All we have to do is look northeast from where I am in Louisiana to Washington, D.C. It's begun, folks. We're in the day before the U.S. Senate is going to begin a trial to impeach President Trump. You know, it's impossible to comprehend the exact purposes for Democrats' impeachment of Mr. Trump. There's certainly no reasonable purpose for doing so. Yet they continue to pile on with allegation after allegation, witness after witness, subpoena after subpoena. They claim that each piece of quote-unquote evidence and each witness bring factual proof that President Trump committed impeachable offenses. House prosecutors over the weekend released their 111-page summary of quote-unquote evidence with which they expect the Senate to use to remove Donald Trump from office. In doing so, the ridiculousness of this is illustrated best in this, the first paragraph of the summary of their impeachment plan. Listen closely. Here's what they wrote. And I'll bet you Adam Schiff penned this. He's one of those prosecutors, you know. It says, President Donald J. Trump used his official powers to pressure a foreign government to interfere in a United States election for his political gain, and then attempted to cover up his scheme by obstructing Congress's investigation into his misconduct. The Constitution provides a remedy when the president commits such serious abuses of his office, impeachment and removal. The Senate must use that remedy now to safeguard the 2020 U.S. election, protect our constitutional form of government, and eliminate the threat that the president poses to America's national security. Shall we pause for a second before we pray? I got to be honest with you, we should pray for whoever wrote this and what basis upon which they wrote it. Honestly, I am past tired of having to address over and over their ridiculous claims and assertions. Mr. Trump did not use his powers to pressure any foreign government to do anything. He didn't pressure Ukraine in any way. And Democrats' witnesses that paraded before the House Judiciary Committee each stated clearly, when asked a specific question, what impeachable offense exactly did Donald Trump commit? Not one said that he had committed any impeachable offense. Their own witnesses. None gave any evidence of any impeachable wrongdoing by the president to that committee. And then the number two guy in the House, Steny Hoyer, he said this about the impeachment inquiry last month by remarking that Trump was afforded, quote, every opportunity to prove his innocence. He continued. He said, instead, he ignored congressional subpoenas for documents and testimony by White House officials and ordered his subordinates not to cooperate. This itself is unprecedented, Hoyer claimed. Well, in response, I wish Representative Hoyer was listening today. Doubt that he is. But anyway, ignoring congressional subpoenas, folks, by any president is anything but unprecedented. It's happened hundreds of times in the past. Every president has exerted executive privilege as a reason for not providing subpoenaed documents or witnesses to testify. Why would they do that? Primarily for national security reasons. Now, in the case of Mr. Trump, remember this. Do you guys remember the Robert Mueller investigation? Do you remember how many documents and how much testimony was provided voluntarily by President Trump and all of the officials in the White House? Millions of pages of evidence, complete testimony by everybody they then subpoenaed to come before Congress. They have those transcripts. They've had them for a year, and they still want more. So, the president doesn't seem obligated, doesn't feel obligated to just do their work over again at taxpayer expense. And because they say that, of course, they're ignoring that subpoena or those subpoenas that came to him from various committees in the House. And so they didn't get their way. So that's obstruction of Congress. Secondly, when I heard Hoyer say that the president was provided every opportunity to prove his innocence, I did a double take. He actually said that the president was given every opportunity to prove his innocence. I don't live in Cuba or Venezuela or some banana republic in the Caribbean. I live in the United States of America. I'm innocent until proven guilty. And I believe the guy, anybody else that ever lives in the White House, has that same privilege. So here's where I am on the eve of the Senate trial of impeachment. I'm trying to puzzle through and figure all of this out. I felt personally for a long time that Democrats don't want only to handpick specific laws that are okay for which law enforcement to ignore enforcement, but Democrats want the entire U.S. justice system blown up. They indict, maybe not formally, but publicly, they indict members of law enforcement who do enforce laws that Democrats don't like. Now, why am I mentioning these things? Well, I'm referring back to what Steny Hoyer said about providing the president every opportunity to prove his innocence. There are many ironies in what Hoyer stated when he said that they reveal what's far deeper in the Democrat Party platform of today. You find yourself ever thinking or questioning what the Democrat platform really is for 2020? Have you heard a lot of stuff that they're supporting en masse? I don't know for sure, but in light of much of what Dems are doing and attempting to do in D.C. and what they're pushing nationally, I've got some ideas. My ideas have come from what they have done and not done. So why don't we take a quick look at just a few of them? They refuse to find ways to pass immigration laws that stop illegal entries into the U.S. They take action in courts again and again against executive orders issued by the president regarding enforcement of border laws, he does, trying to curtail the lawlessness that Democrats promote. And they prevent law enforcement at the southern border to act out under the law. Democrats refused twice to accept proposed legislation by the Trump administration to give DACA recipients temporary legal status and then a path to citizenship. Now, why would they do that? That's been kind of their Trump card, no pun intended. Through the years, they hold up the flag and say, we're the party of immigrants. So why would they reject summarily Trump's two offers? Well, because the provisions included funding of a wall to close the southern border. And no. That would make it harder for illegals to come across and break the law. Democrats refuse to join in any action to shore up America's election system by mandating voter ID for voters. Further, in every state that has passed any voter ID laws, they take those states to court to block ID laws for voting. We won't even elaborate on the lunacy of that. Year after year, Democrat leadership have turned their backs on the enforcement of laws protecting America's young men and women from sex and drug traffickers. You never hear anything about any of this. Well, until the Trump administration and his Department of Justice, enforcement of such laws was virtually non-existent. In Trump's 3 years in the White House, more than 100,000 have been brought to justice, and 500,000 young Americans have been saved from sex traffickers. Hear a lot about that, don't you? I wonder why the media arm of the Democrat Party, today's mainstream media, don't talk about that. And then there are drug laws. There are federal laws, believe it or not, against the sale and use of illegal drugs and those who sell them. Obama's DOJ was instructed by the White House to not enforce those federal drug laws, and so they didn't. The White House today says, you don't like existing drug laws that you passed? Well, we're going to enforce them. If you don't like them, change the laws. These are just a few of the hundreds of examples of the trampling of the rule of law that came over with our forefathers from Europe, and which is the bedrock and the undergirding of the greatest justice system on earth. their justice methodology, and this is a quote, will tell you which laws to enforce, which laws to ignore, and who can and who cannot be held to the enforcement of each of those laws. In other words, we want all the power to arbitrarily determine everything under the justice system. Wow. So let's jump back to impeachment. So with the grandeur of a British royal reception, Senate Democrats welcomed Speaker Pelosi, Representative Adam Schiff, and others at the end of the long trek from down the hall to the Senate, carrying their two articles of impeachment for the Senate trial to use this week. So what can we expect this week? Well, at the end of today's article, we've posted a PDF file of the 111-page summary by the House prosecutors of their case against Mr. Trump. Feel free to download it and read it at your leisure. You can skip a lot of the 111 pages, but there are some really juicy pieces in that. And if you need something to laugh at during the week, go ahead and grab it and keep it close. If you're honest and trust the Constitution, you'll do nothing but shake your head in disgust as you look at it. Not surprisingly, there's nothing it contains that has anything to do with collusion, violation of the Emoluments Clause, obstruction of justice, quid pro quo, bribery, or any other high crime or misdemeanor. Each of these have been the charges levied against the president by Democrats that they said he committed and they would use to impeach. You may not even remember them using some of these because they use them for a few weeks and then they realize they can't find anything in that category, so they drop that and move on to another one. None were found, none are included in their two articles of impeachment, not one of these things that they screamed about for 3.5 years. But there's plenty of hatred, plenty of anger, disgust, plenty of lies, misquotations, and lots of lack of evidence. You'll note that they've stopped talking about Mr. Trump's collusion that changed the outcome of the 2016 election. Remember, that's what started all this. They now want the Senate to remove the president from office for what he might do to impact the 2020 election. Those are Steny Hoyer's words. How ironic is that? Well, speaking of the word irony, remember this? The FBI warned former President Obama several years before the 2016 election that the Russians and some other bad actors were working diligently to hack into our election system. Yet no one in the Obama Department of Justice, not a single one, reached out to any of the 50 states. You know, state elections is where elections are run, including the federal ones. So states operate those systems. They never warned them of credible threats against our election system. After that election, acting AG Rod Rosenstein stated there was no election hacking that was successful or changed even one vote in the 2016 election. Now Democrats want to spit in the faces of 63 million Americans who in a Democratic election chose for Donald Trump to be our president. And they're attempting that with not a single shred of evidence of a Trump impeachable offense. I want to show you something and let you hear something. This is a summary of what Democrat prosecutors gave as justification for this impeachment. It's just a couple of minutes.
The Senate's scheduled to reconvene early next week for President Trump's impeachment trial. Tuesday expected to be jam-packed with motions and procedural votes as senators start debating the framework for the trial. Lucas Tomlinson picks up this part of the story from Capitol Hill. Lucas.
John, minutes ago, House Democrats released their impeachment inquiry and said the document is not subtle in calling for the president's ouster. Quote, President Trump's conduct is the framers' worst nightmare. The Senate should do its constitutional duty to address the ongoing threat that the president poses to the nation by convicting and removing him from office. The evidence overwhelmingly proves that President Trump corruptly exercised his official power to pressure Ukraine into interfering in the 2020 election in order to help him win re-election. The president's gross abuse in power and obstruction of Congress reflect a pattern of misconduct and an ongoing threat to the nation. The seven House Democratic managers also said in their statement, quote, The country is watching to see how the Senate responds. History will judge each senator's willingness to rise above partisan differences, view the facts honestly, and defend the Constitution. The outcome of these proceedings will determine whether generations to come will enjoy a safe and secure democracy in which the president is not a king and in which no one, particularly the president, is above the law. Bernie Sanders says he's leaving the campaign trail to come back for the Senate trial next week, along with other Senate Democrats.
You're going to see how dangerous this person is in the trial that's coming up this week. And by the way, I wish I could be back in New Hampshire and Iowa, but I will be in Washington doing my constitutional duty.
And as we just heard from Mark, the president says this document is an attempt to rewrite the outcome of the 2016 elections. Some lawmakers here say the real jury in the impeachment trial is the 2020 election, John.
That needs no further explanation from me. They just drew the line in the sand. Once again, I don't know how many of those lines in the sand have been drawn through this entire impeachment debacle, but there's another one by House representatives, and they're in a roundabout way telling the Senate, you better do what we want you to do. Americans are watching. One thing is certain, we are certainly watching and listening to the U.S. senators to see and listen to what they actually do in this case and how long it's going to take and if there are any more twists and turns. You know, thinking about Nancy Pelosi on the other side of the Congress, and she's the one that orchestrated this entire thing and got it going and has tried to grip it and control it the whole way through, which she can't do. Do you know how crazy it is, some of the stuff that goes on her watch? Like this, she ordered gold pens to use in her ceremonial signing of the Articles of Impeachment before turning them over to the Senate. Folks, not just gold spray-painted pens, real gold pens that American taxpayers, you and I, paid for. Speaker Pelosi has demeaned President Trump every way possible since the inception of his campaign and daily since. She's called him every name in the book. I and many other Americans doubt that she, as she claims, prays for the president every day. Now, I doubt it, but I can't weigh in on the veracity of my thought. I don't know her heart. But her actions and her words speak highly about her disdain and hatred for Donald Trump, and now it's become evident she hates all the conservatives that voted for him. I'll finish today by pointing out this one irony, and it involves the speaker. Do you know how many pens, those gold pens that Speaker Pelosi ordered and used in that ceremony and then gave them away? Guess. 30. 30 gold pens. That sounds eerily like 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver that Judas received for selling out Jesus to the Romans. Any irony there? Well, Pelosi used and gave away gold pens. Judas only got silver. Pelosi wasn't going to let Judas get one up on her. She one-upped him by spending more of your money for gold, and he only got silver. We'll end on that wonderful note today and just remind you, this is impeachment Senate trial week. And so it's going to be a crazy week. Lots of things going on every day after we start the trial. The trial starts tomorrow. At the end of every day, we'll be doing highlights of all of the activity that happened in the Senate. It's an all-day thing every day. They don't even shut it down until 8 o'clock in the evening. So there's no way you'll be able to follow it live. We'll all try, and we'll get most of it. But we have a bunch of people on this, and we'll bring you highlights in our morning updates every day at Truth News Network. If you're not getting them now and you want them, simply log in with your name and email address on the front of the homepage of Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Down on the right side, you'll see it there. And that will guarantee that every time a new story or podcast goes up, you'll get an email during the night. When you get up the next morning, you click on the link and it'll take you right to the story or podcast. That includes these highlights. That's a wrap for today. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And as Maxine Waters said, and I guess she was a prophetess because she got what she said she wanted, impeach 45. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow. Grin and bear it, folks, or you'll be like a lot of House Democrats and be nuts. We'll see you tomorrow. At Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN, the Truth News Network.